building the fashion businesses of the future together. Welcome to the Future of Fashion Business. The Future of Fashion Business is about helping aspiring fashion entrepreneurs and designers start their own successful fashion brands by learning from the best, most experienced people in the industry. I am your host, Esteban Julian. For more advice and to learn more about how I started my own fashion brand, make sure you follow my fashion journey on YouTube at Esteban Julian. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Future of Fashion Business. I am your host, Esteban Julian. And here with me today, I have Andrew Wyatt. Now, Andrew Wyatt is the co-founder at Kayla. He's had not only obviously a background in the fashion tech industry and is currently developing an amazing, amazing online tool for people that are wanting to start their own fashion brands, but he's a very, very experienced entrepreneur. So without any further ado, thank you very much for being here with us today, Andrew.
Hey, Esteban, how's it going? Great. Glad to be here.
No, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure having you, man. All good from my side. Now, as I said previously, you have a very, very interested business. And when I came across your business, I really thought that I hadn't seen anything like it at this point in time. And not only that it was something that was extremely necessary to exist in a place where, you know, we don't have a lot of tools to begin with, and there's not a lot of information for people to start their own fashion business. So could you just tell us a little bit more about your story? How'd you end up obviously in the fashion space, what your background was like, and obviously a little bit more about your company?
Absolutely. So just quickly, I'll say, you know, Kayla is it's an online platform that sort of aggregates everything you need to launch a fashion brand into one place, which makes it, you know, great for people trying to start a new brand or people trying to scale an existing brand. It all kind of started back when I was working for a startup called Shipp. And Shipp is is like Uber for shipping, basically. You know, in five markets, you could pop out your phone, take a photo of something you need to ship, and within 20 minutes, a courier would come, take the items, go back to a warehouse, professionally pack them, and we'd find you the lowest cost shipping option. It was an amazing service. And one of the things that I immediately noticed, and I was the first employee and head of ops there, was that there was this like group of customers that were using the product differently than a lot of the consumers. And these were sort of either boutiques that were starting to, you know, ship from store, they had a Shopify or something set up, or people that were like running an e-commerce business out of their home or their office. And for these types of people, these creatives, I saw kind of like, you know, the similar trend where really creative person has a good eye for product, great at Instagram and social, and sort of like, you know, building that audience. And everything kind of from an operational perspective, bit of a nightmare. So of course, these types of customers, you know, immediately started using Shipp to kind of like outsource their, you know, packing boxes, going to the post office. The more I started to talk to these customers, though, I realized that, you know, sort of last mile or pickup, pack and ship shipping is like, you know, a very small part of their overall operational nightmare. And so I became really, really interested in, you know, what if there was a, you know, a company that provided a sort of, you know, more vertical value chain solution for these creators. So kind of thinking about, you know, creators, and obviously we decided to focus in on the fashion space. You know, if we think about a kid in Generation Z, you know, they're growing up with Instagram and Snapchat. They're you know, used to buying from people, not brands necessarily. And so we tried to think about what tools would a kid who's 14 years old expect to use to create great fashion products. Pretty starkly different than the way that you need to create great fashion products. And so that's what we're kind of we're building towards, and that's our vision. The world we want to live in is, you know, a place where a 15-year-old in their parents' basement with just their smartphone can become the next Virgil Abloh. And that's what we're working towards.
Awesome. So pretty much what you guys do is you allow people that don't have maybe, I don't know, the financial resources or the know-how or the tools of needed to pretty much just start selling their own fashion brands.
Yeah. So basically it's all starts with the point of design. And obviously we have ghost designers in our network that We can pair with a designer if that's needed, but everything from, you know, design, technical design, sourcing, sampling, production, fulfillment, and financing are all available through a website that you can go to on any computer, anywhere with a smartphone, and log in. And so we basically, we do this through a partner network that we have, and Calla as a product is basically connecting the dots between, you know, designers, either, you know, new designers or existing designers, and our global partner network.
Okay, so you pretty much just networks people that are needing in the service, I don't know, a certain service, starting their own fashion brand. Let's say somebody is looking, they don't know how to design. So Calla hooks them up with designers that can actually help them designing. Or if they're looking for, I don't know, manufacturers or people to get the fabrics for their products, Calla connects you with the people that are, can do that for your own fashion brand. Did I get it correct?
Well, one, it's Calla, not Calla, but Calla. Besides that, pretty close. The major difference is that it's a really curated experience. So we're not just, you know, kind of like connecting the dots. Actually, what designers do is they upload their designs in whatever format they have. So it could be references, it could be, you know, hand-drawn sketches, it could be, you know, really built out tech packs. And then what we do is we'll pair them with who they need, but it'll all be in the context of our collaboration tool. Mm-hmm. So we basically build a beautiful collaboration tool that allows you to, you know, add in measurements, drop in annotations, app mentioning, in-app notifications, all the things that you would sort of expect from a product that was built in 2019. And are all of the partners that you would ever get connected with are also onboarded onto the platform, you know, ahead of the project ever being connected to, or ahead of you ever being connected to them. What that means is that, you know, really quick responses, and we're able to have a sort of like a curated, guaranteed experience. The other real benefit is that we've built our own pricing algorithm. So as a designer, when you and your team have submitted the collection, you're able to, in about, you know, 4 to 6 hours, get full all-in pricing for the entire collection. That's from, you know, that point of design all the way to when the products are made available and either shipped to you or shipped to our fulfillment partner if you're opting into that.
Wow, that's amazing. And what made you decide the fashion industry specifically? Now, I know, and you mentioned that you got inspired by the amount of creators that just didn't have this online tool available to make their creative ideas a reality, but there's a lot of creative industries out there. What made you choose the fashion space in particular?
So my background's in, you know, operations and logistics. And one of the things that I found as I got, you know, deeper and deeper into the fashion space is just, you know, how crazy everything works relative to, you know, where things are in other industries.
Logistics.
So, yeah, exactly. So quick, kind of a parallel.
It's a mess. Like, it's a crazy mess. Yeah.
Automotive industry, right? You know, they sort of, because it's a high transaction value, they're, you know, there's a lot of incentive to really innovate on the operation side. And so, you know, operation, or when it comes to automotive, you know, initially it was all about the cost. So mass production, you know, lean operations, how do we get it as cheap as possible? And so, you know, in the 1980s, it's all about, you know, lean manufacturing, Toyota production system, et cetera. But then what happens is that customers don't care how much the cost is to the fact or to the brands. Like, they just want a great car. And the more information, the more transparency that people have in the internet age, now all of a sudden consumers start demanding more specific things. They want different trims, they want different colors. And so you've seen the automotive industry shift towards, you know, mass customization, and now even, you know, with Tesla, like personalized production. And, you know, same thing in the electronics industry, you know, used to be very cost focused, Dell computers. And then now, you know, it's all about, you know, having the latest tech as fast as possible. And so all of these organizations, the ones that are being successful, have kind of reoptimized their supply chain to be focused on time and speed versus cost. And so when you look at the apparel industry, it's a very cost focused or industry. You know, every young designer, the first thing they're taught is to, you know, negotiate, what their unit cost is, and then, you know, MOQs or minimums, and all that stuff. The people that are killing it right now in fashion are actually the ones that realize this big change in the world and have sort of recalibrated themselves for that. And Zara is obviously the first example that comes to mind there, where, you know, their whole operation is built optimized speed. For speed to market.
Yep. Of course. No, and you're completely right, because I mean, it's very, very common knowledge that if you want to start a fashion brand, I mean, you have to expect at least a year for it to actually, you know, for you to actually start selling your products, you know, because again, the operations, the logistics behind actually creating something out of nothing, especially with such a limited amount of information that exists of this industry out there, of this part of the industry anyways, it can take a very, very long time. So I definitely think that your approach is definitely, definitely the right one. Now, for somebody
Oh, I was going to say, well, that's what became even more inspiring for us is, you know, realizing, unfortunately, every single brand is having to repeat the same problems over and over again. They're, you know, going in and overpaying for retail fabric, and then they're, you know, getting ripped off by a pattern maker, and then, you know, they're getting charged $500, $800 for sample in New York or LA, and then they get smart and get on Alibaba, and then, you know, run into a whole host of problems trying to communicate. And so we felt like, you know what, why don't we just solve those problems once and for all, so that creatives can spend all of their time on, you know, the designs, and then really the most important part, which is like thinking about who's your customer, what's your go-to-market, how are you actually going to, you know, get these products that you've spent so much time on in front of the right audience.
Yeah, customer development, which is the most important thing in the fashion space, other than obviously having an amazing product and getting the operations right. No, I love that. I truly, truly love what your business does. I think it's something that the industry really, really needs. Now, for something that, for a designer, for example, that is starting out, that, you know, he has this idea, he has this dream of making his own fashion brand, but he doesn't know what the first step is. Can you take us a little bit more through the sort of stages a product has to go through in order to start selling? And which of all these stages does your platform offer to anybody out there that wants to start a fashion brand?
Absolutely. So the, you know, I guess there's two ways to look at it. There's the right way to do it, in my opinion. And then there's kind of like the typical way to do it. I think the right way to do it is to actually start from the customer. So start from where is the gap in the market for, you know, that I'm going to fill with my brand and my products. Now that's almost never the way that brands are actually created, and brands are instead created with I have this cool product idea. All right, now I'm going to make the product. Okay, now I'm going to start a brand and sell it and find people that want this product, kind of like the whole build and they will come adage. Now, I do think that there is an interesting thing that's happening right now, which is, you know, sometimes that is a little bit different when you already have an audience. So you already have an audience, you're, you know, an influencer, celebrity, rapper, musician, artist, et cetera. Well, then it actually can be more about like, okay, we have the audience, we have the customer. Now let's figure out what are the right products to build to them. So that's kind of, you know, two different perspectives. Regardless, you get to a point where you actually, you know, have an idea. And what we see more and more now, and you know, Virgil actually did a great Harvard presentation to the design students there that I recommend everyone should watch. It's on YouTube. And he talked about how he designs, and he designs in WhatsApp. And so he'll take a photo of something he's inspired by, make some annotations, and then kick that to his design team, and they'll come back to him and help, you know, sort of like flesh out the ideas. Well, not everyone has a design team that they can send ideas to. Well, now with Kala, you can upload your reference images, mood board, annotate just like Virgil would. And then just like, you know, sharing a Google Doc, you can, you know, add people, add your mom, if you want to get her feedback, add your friends, collaborators, et cetera, and start crafting that sort of vision for what the product is. And then what we find, you know, a lot of people these days are doing is sort of like this, but with that. And so they'll go into the archive, or they'll find their favorite t-shirt, but then they, you know, want to, you know, chop the sleeves off or do it in nylon instead of, you know, a jersey or something like that. So all of these things are communicated through images and comments. And so our platform makes it really easy to do that, and kind of pulls it out of email, which is where a lot of, you know, sort of breakdowns in communication and sort of frustrations and errors come from. Once you actually have that sort of that idea, that design that you're, you know, happy with and feel like is well articulated, the next sort of step, at least using Calla, is to submit that design. And when you submit the design, as I mentioned earlier, we'll give you pricing within a very short period of time. But what's important to note is that this is an all-in price. So it includes, you know, technical design, sourcing, the sample, all the shipping back and forth, which is something that a lot of designers don't actually calculate. It includes e-commerce product photography, you know, import, export if needed. So it kind of gives a designer that number. And this is the next important part, which is like understanding your true costs. And so what your factory tells you your unit cost is, that's never your true cost. The true cost is, you know, all of the costs that go into producing that, you know, group of items that you're ready to sell. Sure. That becomes important in setting the right price for your products. You know, if your manufacturer tells you $15, but your real cost is 30, and then you're selling it for 45, you know, you're going to run into some pretty big issues pretty quickly. And so setting your price, you know, rule of thumb in the industry, you hear people talk about, you know, 2.3 to, you know, 3x. I think if you're doing e-commerce and you're doing a direct to consumer where there's no one else sort of like taking the margin, you could easily do 150%, 200%, bring a great product to your audience at a reasonable price point and sort, you know, start building your brand from there.
Awesome. Go ahead. What you were saying was incredible.
Yeah, the next key part once you have your products is, and this is unfortunately where I think a lot of young designers really fail, which is the actual fulfillment of the products. So you've already done, you know, all the hard work to, you know, develop and source these products. It breaks my heart when I see it all break down through the actual sale. And so, you know, of course there's great tools like Shopify where, you know, you can in an afternoon build a beautiful site, list your products, and have that sort of full backend and track your inventory and everything like that. Unfortunately, it seems like, you know, most young designers, when I buy something from them, it's like 2 weeks until I get the product, or, you know, sometimes even longer than that, or there's issues with inventory and they, you know, they're out of inventory and what have you. And, in today's world, your customers, they've been bred on Uber, they've been bred on Amazon. They expect, you know, when they swipe that card, they expect immediacy. And so what we offer on the fulfillment side is an amazing solution that, you know, you don't pay anything up front, you don't pay anything on a monthly basis, and the goods are shipped to a warehouse. They're brought into inventory through a barcode that's put on by the manufacturer that produces it. And then that inventory becomes available on your Shopify store. So when your customer buys something, it's the same day packed and shipped. And anywhere in the US, it's a 2 to 3 day shipping service or shipping. And for a 1 pound shipment, it's like $7. That's all in, including the shipping label. And you only pay it once your customers actually buy a product. So now what you're able to do is, you're telling that customer that you probably spent some marketing dollars trying to acquire. You're letting them know that, wow, you know, this is a young brand, but this is legit. This is, you know, if I need something to wear out on Friday night and it's Tuesday, I can buy
they care
something.
About me. They care about me.
Exactly. Yeah, cool. They care about you. And it's like, this is a real deal, which means that customer is going to come back and they're going to come back more often and they're going to tell their friends about it because it kind of completes that overall, you know, user experience.
And now, we'd like to take a quick commercial break to thank our sponsors. This podcast is sponsored by Your Social Component. At Your Social Component, we help fashion and e-commerce business owners automate and scale their online sales using the best online advertising strategies out there. If you're looking for a marketing agency that completely understands your industry and can scale your fashion and e-commerce business to the next level, make sure you get in touch through our website at yoursocialcomponent.com. Now let's continue with this week's episode. 100%, and I love that. I think that's super, super important. Now, how big is your, for example, your manufacturing network within the Kala platform? Can anybody looking for any sort of fabric materials use the platform to get connected with the right manufacturers and the right people?
So this is where we actually, I find pride in saying this, but we're giving Zara a taste of their own medicine. And we've actually, through our partner network, we're copying the way that Zara operates. Mm-hmm. What that means is instead of having one big factory that we're sending all these orders to, mm-hmm. we have a full global network, over 40 different manufacturing options. And what we do is for each project, we optimize where it goes based on the queue of that our partners have. So we're always going to find you the best fit partner from like a capability standpoint. So if you're doing wovens or if you're doing, you know, sunglasses or bags or what have you, we're going to give you to the right partner from a capability standpoint that has the least number of jobs in front of you. Mm-hmm. What that means is that you're able to get a cut and sew project end to end done in 10 weeks or less. For a blank sort of like screen printing project that's like 10 days or less. And what this allows designers to do is, you know, start being competitive in that sort of like supreme drop model type, you know, way, and keep their customers engaged and excited through you know, constant newness.
And what about, that's amazing. What about low orders? For example, designers that are looking to have, again, develop samples or under materials at really, really low amounts instead of, you know, massive industrial amounts, which is what a lot of manufacturers out there are used to dealing with, you know, because one of the hardest Absolutely. Things for startup designers is it's finding the right people or people that actually believe in them enough to sell them, you know, less quantities and work with them so that they can develop their first prototypes or their first samples.
So one thing I think is really important to note here is you have to think about it from a factory's perspective. So if you're a factory and a young designer gets in contact with you and it's very easy to tell who's a young designer and who's not. They're going to look at that and be like, wow, this, you know, for one design, this is going to be 1500 emails, maybe 3000 emails for one design. At 50 units, that account management, that back and forth is just not worth it. And especially if, how do I know that this designer is actually going to pay me? I've been burned 100 times by young designers that, you know, I do the production and they don't pay. So what a lot of factories do is they just say, all right, well, 300 minimum or, you know, 1000 minimum. And so when we're going out to our partners and we're building our partner network, our message is that, hey, you know, by using Kala, our designers are, you know, presenting all the information in the same format. We're pairing them with experienced technical designers that are tweaking and providing support as needed. So by the time it gets to you, there's no questions. There's no 100 emails back and forth. As a matter of fact, there's no emails. It's all the information through the platform, and there's an audit trail. And so, as a factory, your expectation is only to deliver to what is detailed through Kala. And for the designer, it's great too because it's, you know, whatever you want, put that in Kala. And so it kind of removes a lot of the back and forth. So what we're able to do is basically have no minimums on the platform. And so obviously if it's a 5-unit project, it's going to, you know, a different, you know, a sample room partner or a really small scale partner that sort of specializes in under 50 unit production. Of course, if it's a 500 unit, it's going to a completely different partner. And you know, what this enables us to do is have, you know, a 5-unit project and a 500 or 5,000 unit project have that sort of same timeline that we think is needed in this day and age.
Amazing. Amazing. That's incredible. I mean, pretty much for you guys out there that are listening that I'm maybe feeling a little bit of overwhelmed with the amount of information because it's been a lot of information, trust me. Pretty much it, you guys have established so many relationships, as you said, with your fashion network, with either manufacturers or designers or individuals or sewers all over the place that you are able to tailor those relationships to whatever the designer needs. So if they're looking for a manufacturer that can handle bigger orders, you have those connections. If you're looking for somebody that has that deals with low amounts of orders, you can deal with that. If you're looking for somebody that's doing the design, you guys can connect with somebody that's dealing with design. So pretty much what you guys do is you have a very bespoke approach to whatever the designer is looking for.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it is important to note that obviously, you know, if you're doing three units, it's going to be more expensive than if you're doing 300 per unit. But we see the biggest issue to, you know, honestly, one of the biggest issues to the planet is the overproduction within fashion. Because of the minimums for the details that you're, you know, for the reasons that I just went through. And so we feel like our biggest, you know, our biggest ability and our impact is enabling creators of all shapes and sizes and backgrounds and demographics and economics to be able to produce what they think they can sell. And we encourage every designer, oh, you think you can do 100? Start with 50. And if they sell out, you know, if you sell out half of those, you know, press a button, reorder, you got another 50 or 100 coming your way.
Amazing. That's incredible. No, Andrew, to be honest with you, this is a lot of very useful information. I mean, I know we've talked about obviously what Kala does, but the amount of information that people starting out do not know about this. I mean, as you said, especially the startup phase of a fashion company is going to be all about making so many mistakes. I mean, for each step forward, you're going to make, you know, 10 steps backwards in terms of the mistakes that you've been doing. So having a platform like this that can make that step and that journey a lot easier for designers is incredible. So before we wrap everything up, I always like to end everything by asking my guests what their best piece of advice would be if they were speaking to their young selves. So if you were just sitting in front of your younger self, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, what would be the best piece of advice that you'd give yourself?
Stop trying to get into medical school right now.
You know, I think I'd say the same thing, man. I think it's the same. Say it. My kid was just law school when I was starting.
Awesome, man. I just, you know, I'll be honest, I squandered my college years, you know, doing a double major in medicine, pre-med and operations logistics. And, you know, I think I would have told myself, you know, enjoy life a little bit more. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And I definitely sprinted my entire 20s. And, you know, was able to do some really interesting things, but, you know, you can't do that at the expense of losing, you know, of missing out on the other really important parts of life. So now I'm really excited. I'm getting married in a few weeks and I'm really
This podcast can be one of your wedding gifts if you want. I can send it to your future wife as well.
Perfect. Amazing. Absolutely. But yeah, so I think that's what I say is, like, you know, make sure you find the balance. And you know, you'll be more successful and everyone, I think everyone's more successful when they're focusing on the things that they're really good at and outsourcing or you know, partnering with other people to kind of fill those gaps that they're not good at.
Love it. Love it, Andrew. Now, for anybody that wants to know a little bit more about Kala, what's the best way to obviously find the company and what's the best way for them to get in touch with either one of you, either you personally or one of the people at the company?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is ca.la. I didn't feel like paying $100,000 for the .com. And, and we have, you know, a way that you can sign up right there. It goes directly to our Slack. We literally look at every single person that signs up. You'll get an email from me personally, and we would love to talk to you. We'd love to hear about your struggles, and you know, our purpose as a company is to enable creators of culture through technology, and we're really excited to continue doing that.
That's incredible, Andrew. Again, just before we end things up, I really want to thank you for being here with us today. It was a lot of useful information. And believe me when I say that what you're doing is truly, truly an incredible service. So thank you as well for that.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. And thanks again for doing what you're doing. I think, you know, the more information that is out there, the you know, more successful people can be.
I mean, we all have to do something to make this world a little bit better, right? Either
exactly.
information or whatever, however meaningless it might seem, at least it's something, you know? That just keeps us going. But thanks for that, Andrew.
If you want to learn even more about how you can start your own fashion brand, make sure you follow me on YouTube at Esteban Julian. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Future of Fashion Business. Make sure you subscribe to listen to our future episodes.